Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Reality Gaze.
This is Reality Gaze.
I want to say that I manifested something.
Also, you did.
I want to say that I'm witchy as fuck right now because Libra season, my birthday's just happened. Thank you for all the well wishes. Didn't get a lot of gifts, but that's okay.
That's you haven't checked our mailbox.
That's
though.
True. I don't need gifts. I actually don't want anybody to give me anything.
Unless it's a ring and a pernerp. A cock ring. If you're watching The Intimate Portrait,
hello!
Be thankful, but Poodle clipped his toenails before the show while we were waiting.
Stop it! Sometimes y'all comment on my feet and it makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, your feet are fine.
They are, but sometimes they comment just the fact they can see them.
Oh, well, some people are like me and don't love feet.
And sometimes
people probably beat off to them.
And sometimes people have said they're erotic objects.
Yeah, some people probably have looked to your feet and they're just like, they're sitting there watching and they're
just finger banging.
And then they just kind of go,
oh, you know what? If you want to do
dun,
that,
dun.
Dun, dun. Captain Sandy style.
Yeah.
Gunk, gunk. Gunk, gunk.
You
she must have done that
do.
A lot after Matt Mateu called her out on Watch What Happens Live.
It's true.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
What?
Also, I'm fucking wired for some reason.
You are wired.
It's the witchiness. What? After you interrupted me, Nicole Kidman, I was talking about Practical Magic on some when I'd never seen it.
I think it's going to air on, was it Lalu? It's Lalu tonight.
The next day. Yesterday, Nicole Kidman randomly posted on Instagram about Happy Practical Magic.
She did.
Get witchy.
I've never seen it, and I saw it, and I went, motherfucker.
So if you need anything manifested, come to the Poodle right now, because it's happening.
Is that what you're gonna? Is that what your Halloween invitation is? Come to the Piano Cat, and people think it's a bar, and then they come in there, and
I'll see
just
you
a bucket of lube.
At the Piano Cat Lounge.
I would go to I don't want to go to the Piano Cat Lounge, but that does sound fun.
Yeah.
Everyone has a good time there.
I think it's true.
No one leaves disappointed.
You might leave without your wallet, though.
But you won't be disappointed.
Just it's easy to get a new ID.
It's easy.
Cancel your credit card.
It's easy. Identity fraud. Just sign up for one of those services.
We just let me have your wallet. I'll take the cash that's there.
Bless people.
Where are we?
How are you doing this week? How are you doing, Poods?
I'm good. I had a great birthday week.
You did have a good birthday week.
Yeah. It's good to be 35.
So let's talk about the show, everybody. Let's just get that going.
Let's talk about announcements.
Okay.
Y'all, just a couple of announcements and we'll move on. We're on TikTok. No,
TikTok,
not the
TikTok.
Not the Donna Murphy dance Wine solo clock. From Company.
No. No. We're on TikTok. Come for us there. It's the handle is Reality Gaze.
Yeah. And we like old people. I've been doing my research on what happens on TikTok.
What happens on TikTok.
So we're going to be putting out some... Right now, a lot of our memes are up there that we've done before, but these are some of our classic memes. But we're actually doing some new content. So keep up for that is exclusive to TikTok.
Yeah, it'll be next week when our new merch comes out.
Yeah.
So real quick.
Like most things that I'm in
real
charge
quick.
Of.
So we've got that. We've also on Reddit. Reddit, we engage with less. We're just kind of posting stuff on there, but come at us on Reddit.
People are mean there.
People are mean on Reddit. Ooh. Ooh. Someone said, this is sad. And I went, sad that you had to post. I was like, I'm just posting a meme on Reddit thinking it might make people laugh.
It was really ugly. There's some mean-spirited trolls on Reddit.
They weren't happy about it. That's fine. Also, Poodle.
Yeah.
It's that time of the month.
I know. Trust me.
No.
It's a heavy flow day.
Not because you're bitchy. It's bi-curious time.
Bi-curious time. Y'all, I'm going to be putting out for our $5 Patreon, we do a bi-curious show where we just choose a show we don't normally cover.
We do.
And it's new to us.
New to us.
And maybe not to you. Maybe
not to you.
But it's okay to try a little bit.
It's okay to try.
As long as everyone feels safe.
Gotta feel safe.
If they want to pee in your mouth, great.
Pee in someone's
mouth.
But
make sure you ask first.
Ask.
It's only polite.
I'm just going to repeat everything you said so we can get on with it.
What?
I'm kidding.
So, here are the three shows. I'm going to put out a Patreon poll soon, but I'm giving them to you right now. Exclusive Patreon shows for or Patreon by Curious for October. They are
Rocktober.
Project Runway has started with Christian Siriano.
I know Jackie's very excited. Sissy Jackie.
I've watched the first episode. We'll probably do the second episode.
Okay.
But
the first episode's a lot of introductions.
I must say.
Second episode where you kind of get into more of the show.
I don't feel like Christian Siriano cares about the contestants. I feel like that may be some of the... Because I always felt like Tim Gunn cared about them.
Uh-huh.
I just don't think Christian Siriano...
Christian Siriano.
Christian Siriano gives a shit.
Maybe not.
He's more interested... And I think he's funny, but that's something that I miss.
I really like the Amazon Making the Cut. I've watched
that. Oh, I never watched that.
Oh, I love it because it's more of Tim Gunn getting invested in people.
Oh, I love
I really
him.
Enjoy, and they do really cool things. I really enjoy. And also, especially on the first season, Naomi Campbell.
She was on that?
She was a judge on the first season, and she gives Michael Kors a run for his money.
Oh, wow.
She gets so bitchy with some of their it's so good.
I still think Heidi gave the most brutal critiques. Like, remember that meme where she went, wow.
Wow. Yeah. Well, and also the judges can disagree with each other. Like, they disagree with each other more. And they have authority. So, like, Heidi could be like, I hate this. And Naomi's like, no. What are you thinking? It's great.
Why haven't you told me about this show?
It came out, like, 2 years ago.
Okay, you waylaid me. So
Project Runway.
That's the new season.
On Bravo.
Season, like, 48 or something like that. Who knows? And then... Because of popular demand and people told me you have to watch this show, we'll be hate watching it, I'll tell you that. Sex, Love, and Goop. On Netflix.
On Netflix.
The unfortunately named Gwyneth Paltrow brand, they're going to be talking about sex, therapy. It's one of the most pretentious trailers I've ever seen.
It's pretty gross.
I'll have to not eat anything before
like,
I watch.
It looks like the real life August Rush. And y'all know how I feel about that movie.
No, it's, you know what it is?
It's telling you how to feel and what to think.
It's worse than that. It's like they're going to find ways to talk about sex that are so pretentious and clinical that we won't even be able to enjoy ourselves.
We'll see. Maybe I'll like, I don't know.
Anyway, and also our third now, because I was going on, I was going to choose something else, but something in me told me I had to come back to this.
Me.
Could be. A voice in my ear.
Yeah,
who just
me.
Screamed at me.
Yes.
We're going to do another choice is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Well, I mean, we're watching it
because
anyway.
Because it's been bonkers.
Because it's bonkers and we're watching it anyway. So
that is the third option. I will say this is the last time that will be offered.
Possibly, yeah.
No, but, I'm saying no.
Okay. What if the reunion's totally crazy?
Nope.
We'll see.
Nope.
We'll see.
Nope.
We'll see.
What I say goes. So, Project Runway.
Maybe I should do some of the Bi Curious.
You're more than welcome. I would love that. Project Runway, Sex, Love, and Goop, Real Housewives Salt Lake City. Those are your choices. You will see if you're on our Patreon, you will get an email and you will be able to vote for which one you want. Your choice. Make your voice heard.
If you're a super sissy, we appreciate it, but you don't get to vote.
Because we can't email you.
However, your app works continuously all the time. So you're not emailing us saying you can't connect to an RSS feed.
We're trying the best we can.
Patreon's not great. So.
They don't even answer us.
They don't answer emails. Because
they don't care.
They don't care because we're small potatoes.
Because they're counting their billions.
They have a representative working on Juicy Scoop who has no time for us. Because Heather McDonald has a million people.
So also
good for her.
One more announcement. Could you do our time?
Yeah.
Y'all, we have to do a timer because we have to know when to take commercials.
It's true.
So our charity this month in our Sissy Squad, it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Yep.
The charity is the Jamie Kimball Foundation for Courage.
Foundation for Courage.
Named after Jamie Kimball, who was murdered.
Murdered by
her
ex-boyfriend
partner.
When she tried to get away from her ex-boyfriend. Yep. So, and that charity does a lot of different things, but one of the big initiatives that we were really attracted to is that, well, first of all, Sissy works with them, and she brought this charity to our attention. But also, they work a lot with educating younger adults in relationships how to see the signs of domestic violence, how to combat it, how to change
behaviors. About DV.
So, y'all, parents, you got to talk to your kids when they're in high school the signs of domestic violence.
And you have to.
God, I don't want to raise kids.
Wow.
Stressful.
We have to. For some reason, Facebook did something a little weird now, and it's harder to find this.
Which is an announcement.
We need to figure out where it, but it never did that before.
Because we're feeling, it's not raising a lot of, we usually get more money, so we really would like, it's an announcement, y'all. That means it's at the top of the page.
Facebook.
On our Sissy Squad.
Join our Sissy Squad, y'all. We have fun in there.
We do. So, but we'd like to raise a good amount for them. You know what? If you work, I think we have a sissy who works for Facebook Charitable Giving. Come at me, because something's happening. Exactly.
Y'all changed something and we couldn't find anything on the internet.
I don't know. Zuckerberg thought somebody was looking and I don't know.
All right. I like Facebook, but I also despise it. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, I guess.
We've helped a lot of sissies find community.
You know what? Thank you for saying that.
You know what? And how many dicks have guys sent you via Facebook?
Not a lot, shockingly.
Oh, that's why you don't like it.
It's not formulated for cocks.
If you want to send your dick pic to Poodle on Facebook, send him a message.
Now, I have it. No, we want to stay away from that.
No, y'all don't send it. I'm kidding.
So let's talk about the show.
No, that's why you like Instagram so much, because everybody slides in your DMs.
Yeah. And then they slide into me.
Wow. Gross. All right, everybody.
This is Selective Virtues.
We're starting in the chicken pen. Pen, smell. Smell, your mother's coming in. I need to get some new feet for the animals. I gotta scratch up my hay. We gotta fix that fence so no foxes come.
Foxes.
Little does she know. His mother is the fox.
Will somebody help me make a pie?
Yeah.
Will someone help me make some stew? I'm going to make bread. And no one's going to help me.
No one's going to help
me. I'm going to eat it all myself. Oh.
Ooh, Jenny.
The funniest thing is Jenny would be a terrible little red hen because she would be lazy.
Yes.
She wouldn't do anything.
But
or she'd just microwave her bread.
I just want to say something. She would. Do you remember what Jenny did?
This is Jenny and Submit, by the
way. Yeah, Jenny and Submit. Do you remember what Jenny did when she lived in Palm Springs?
I think she was like worked at a resort, like a hospitality person.
She cleaned rooms.
Oh my God. Oh.
And her home is this messy.
I here's the thing, you guys. I kind of get it, but when you're you can live in a cluttered house for a while. When your mother-in-law and father-in-law are coming over.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't live the way they were living, but when your mother-in-law and your father-in-law are coming over,
it better be spotless.
It better be spotless. White gloves, spotless.
Yeah, there was just shit everywhere.
Shit everywhere.
And I can't even critique about the quality of like floors and stuff like that because it's harder, I'm sure, to keep dirt out of things.
Well, that was I've never seen I guess that works well as a broom, but golly, it kills your back.
The broom handle was small.
Yeah, it's small. You got to lean over. I felt for Jenny.
So
anyway, y'all, we're going to get there. Right now, she's having coffee with...
with her friend, DePauly.
DePauly! Actually, my only friend. My only one.
I wrote down, is this another fake friend? Because did they recruit this woman?
I don't think so. I think it's a real friend. But I think Submit is paying her because he realized a few more ways, and now we're, instead of at 99, we're back to like 92 of 101 ways to
good
not marry
Lord.
Jenny. And he realized, if I pay my friend to gaslight Jenny and make her thinking that I need to give my mother a chance, then maybe Jenny will be dumb enough to do it.
Was there, did you catch what Jenny said?
Well, I can really get along with younger people than people my own age.
And I'm thinking, no, that's your issue. That's you feel old when you hang out with people your own age.
And that's fine. I do have a little bit of imagination, and my imagination tells me that probably Jenny doesn't get along well with older people because I don't know if she accepts responsibility like a lot of adults around her do, and I could see that.
Right.
Not.
I like to hang out with younger people.
I could see in her friend, you know, Rochelle or Susan, finally is like, look, bitch. I'm about to cash out my 401k.
They would level with her.
Yeah, they would level with her. So
she did have that friend group of kind of like Palm Springs women. Who'd all, but we those seemed paid friends.
Here's
too.
Why I think Jenny is probably a little odd. And this is
a
why,
little.
This is why.
She is a human hybrid chicken.
She is. She is. I like her in some ways, but this is why I think she's odd. She has a gay daughter.
Yeah. That's not odd.
Let me hear it. So she's already kind of comfortable with the queer community.
Yeah.
She lives in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
And we have not seen her have one gay friend.
That is odd.
That's weird because Palm Springs and old gay friends,
they go together like peanut butter and jelly.
Sure.
Yeah.
That.
Or Liza and Lorna.
There you go. Actually, they don't go together at all. They hate each other.
They made up. Oh,
they
made up.
Make up. They did make up. Liza and Lorna made. Yes, Lorna. If you just went, Carl, who's Lorna?
Lorna Luft is Liza Minnelli's sister, also Judy Garland's daughter with Sid Luft.
Watch her, Me and My Shadows, by far the best cinematic representation of Judy Garland, in my opinion.
Or the movie A Star Is Born, which is basically her as well.
Oh,
but
yes.
That's a fictionalized story, but Judy was pretty close to it.
Oh, anyway. My nose itches.
So, but that's weird to me. That we haven't seen it. So I'm thinking like...
It is weird.
Y'all, if there's like old gays in Palm Springs that don't want to hang out with Jenny, something's off.
Why not? I'm sure she's... It's very hard to be gay in India. So
yeah.
I'm sure she can't find any...
She can't find any...
Gays.
Any gays.
There.
No.
It is weird. So I would... I don't think Jenny makes friends very easily.
I don't think she does either. I think Jenny standing there on the top of that building when she realized Submit was married, how she feels on the inside all the time.
Oh, and it hurts me to say that Jenny's kind of a loser, but she kind of is.
But I think she feels I think
Jenny feels like
has
one.
The thing why I like Jenny. I think Jenny has a good heart. I think she wants to try to do. I think Sumit's a piece of shit.
I don't. I it's not that I don't think she has a good heart. I think we feel bad for her because of what's happened to her and the what's about her lot in life.
And that she's with a man who wants to punk her.
I think
constantly.
She's a very resentful person who is not really a good person. I enjoy watching the segments, especially when Mama Sumit reading her for filth.
Yes.
Because she's just clueless.
I don't feel sorry for Jenny though anymore because she should know better at this point.
I think she's a person who's taken no responsibility for her life. She went over there with Mama Sumit and Papa Sumit and lived with them as Sumit's friend.
I agree with that.
As a liar. And fucking their little boy, Sumit, their beautiful boy, in their own house.
Well, he wasn't a boy, but they think of him as
but
a boy.
But that's what they think he's the prize.
I know,
son.
I just don't want to allege.
Oh.
Podcast says Jenny's a pedophile. That's all
but
we
he
need
met
on
Sumit,
Screen Rant.
He met Sumit. He met Sumit. She met Sumit in like when he was late 20s. So that was never an issue. Anyway, y'all.
So she's with DePaulia. And DePaulia says, you know, I support them being together 1,000%. But she said, I won't say that his mom is wrong because the age thing is a big deal. She said, my mother would behave the exact same way. And so they're having coffee. And Jenny says, so yeah, Smith's mom wants to come. And teach me how to be an Indian wife. And DePaulia totally says,
that's great. That's great. So positive.
They keep saying this word positive. Y'all, that means push down your feelings and don't be upset.
Yeah.
That's really what that means.
I thought she made some good points, though, because she's like, they don't know that I'm American. They should know that I'm American. And DePaulia says, Jenny, this is India.
You live in India.
And honestly,
Sumit might have to compromise on some things because he decided to, he wants to be with an American.
Yeah.
But his parents and the people around you.
When you go the other way, you go the other way. Look, trust him. We went the other way. we liked the other way or the same way instead of the other way.
Oh,
the same sex way.
Yes. I guess the same way. We went the same way. Yeah.
I gone the other way. So we tried the other way. Ride.
I ran screeching.
It's almost like, honey, you if you're going to be this man's wife and you've tried every other way and you know he's always going to be loyal. What you have to compromise something. You either compromise your own integrity, or you leave.
Which Jenny feels like she's already compromised a lot already. Which
and she has.
And she has. But when you're in a relationship, y'all, you never stop compromising. It's always continuous.
But I'm just saying, it doesn't. The idea of both parties are going to compromise here, that will never be a reality.
Well, or that they would compromise equally.
That's,
she moved to India. She's going to have to compromise more.
And the way he has told her how he's going to behave with his parents, nothing's going to change. She's going to have to assimilate or leave.
DePaulia even said, my own mother stayed with us for 4 to 6 months.
And Jay's like, whoa.
What?
That would fly.
And so Jenny says, or DePaulia says, Jenny, there's finally some ray of hope in this situation. And I wrote, Sumit's paying this woman to say this to her. Because, y'all, if you see a ray of hope in this situation, Indian American, you're an idiot.
I liked it when she said, I think that maybe Sumit's mom has changed. Maybe you should change, Jenny.
Change your thinking.
And I went, first of all, Sumit's mother has not changed.
She has not changed.
She's going to get in there and treat her like garbage.
She is.
And I'm going to enjoy it.
She's
going to
treat her like garbage. And I will say that's where I was like, Jenny has kind of tried to change her thinking again and again and again, because Submit keeps moving the goalpost.
Yep. But I'm saying I understand relatively why we should want Jenny to stand up for herself and why we should want her to want more for herself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that's never going to happen objectively.
No.
And it's like with this man, you're not going to be able to get 50-50 or even 60-40 for him and 40 for
you. No, because we see he loves that mom's coming.
Oh, could not be happier. It's in his own little weird kink of mom and his other mom in one place. And
cleaning
he gets to
his
fuck
house.
One of them.
Yeah. So Jimmy decides a trial period is going to be best.
Four to so is 2 days.
So that's what she's going to do, which that's a compromise. So anyway, Jenny's like, no, I'm going to fail. She just wants me to fail. Anyway.
So it's moving day, and Submit is getting the bed in there.
They're getting the guest room
now,
ready.
This is funny because I had a feeling this would happen. And Submit's like, we'll just give them our bed. And just like, no, I'm going to exactly how I want it.
Now this is where I don't fully agree with Submit. Submit saying,
this is totally hospitality culture. I totally understand it.
I understand it, but this is where Submit is trying to say, you've got to let, basically, they can have the run of the house. They can do whatever they want. And this is where I understand where Jenny needs to compromise, but at the same time, Submit needs to realize that he is with an American woman. So I'm not saying he has to do what Jenny says.
Right.
But I'm saying he should, if he was a better negotiator, he would kind of feel like Jenny was included in the solution and maybe feel like she's offering something to it.
His parents
However,
will always win.
He doesn't.
Well, and I think this is something with we don't value hospitality like someplace like in the Middle East or in India. Hospitality to visitors, family is the most important thing you can do. And you do. You let them have the run of the house.
I would say, though, I would never let someone have my bed. I don't care where the fuck I am. Never.
Would you let your mother stay in your bed?
Well, yes, but only if I didn't have a good bed to offer her. So
I see.
Because, y'all, I got my bed wedged up. I got my special pillow. I got my humidifier. I'm older. I won't have a good night's sleep in the guest bedroom.
I understand
that. All the accoutrements you would have to move from your bedroom.
I would go back and say the most important thing that religion teaches us is to be hospitable towards strangers or towards
for
travelers.
For them, yes. But I don't give a... I'm not religious. Jenny's in a culture that is religious.
It's like when Shakespeare died, he left his wife the second best bed. And that was considered a real slight because not the first bed. So it is a thing. You will give someone the best bed. And so that's why Jenny was like, no, I don't want the best mom sleeping in my bed.
I probably would just lie to you and say, our bed's not great. This is really the best bed.
Y'all, that's so know this. She's going to give you the worst room.
No, I'll have a good guest bed for you, but that's it. You're sleeping in the guest room.
But I can totally understand why he would want his parents to have that bed.
Oh, I totally understand. Because Submit wants his parents...
He
wants his parents
to have
the best
of the best.
Yes, because he doesn't want to have to. Because you know why he loves this? And he does, y'all. First of all, Jenny and Submit get into a fight because he's saying we can offer their bedroom. And Jenny's like, no, thank you. And then Submit says, also, they wake up early at like 5 or 6 a.m. And Jenny's just over there going.
She's never, even when she cleaned houses, she slept till 7.
But she's still like.
I'm living the best life of my life.
And we see this. Jenny says, I'm living my best life. But the reason, y'all, Jenny's like quasi-retired. So that was her point, is that she could move to India, probably live for way cheaper.
Right.
And not have to get up and work. And this is where I'm like, but honey. You married a fucking 34-year-old man who's not in the retirement age of his life. He acts like it because he's a loser who doesn't want
to
work.
Who is going to expect you, which he has said, maybe not completely, he has hinted around it, but you're so dense, you just throw it away.
I disagree. I think we're reading through the line that Submit wants her to be more of an Indian wife.
Yes!
But he's never come out and really said that.
But he said it when he said, I can't wait
finally,
to wear.
Finally now.
Yeah.
But this whole time, he's been very, anytime Jenny gets said, he tells her what she wants to hear.
Right.
But now it's like we're fine. So I agree with you, but I don't think he did a good job of, now it's kind of like what Jenny, and this is what his mom wanted. Jenny's going to see, Submit's going to totally agree with his mother and come out and admit and say he really wants Jenny to be this way, and she's going to feel like she married somebody different.
And he basically says, I can't wait till, like most Indian marriages, I go to work and she takes care of me.
That is not what Jenny wants to do.
No!
And Jenny has never said that she wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's actually been clearer about what she wants to live her life. Agreed. Than him. But he's never said, he just goes, okay, mommy. And now I don't know how they're going to make it.
But didn't you see this coming?
Oh,
We all
saw this coming.
And so there's a moment where
a 6-year-old child could see this coming.
Jenny's not going to get married.
Yeah, mom, they're not going to make it.
Did you notice at one point that Smith's like, I kind of miss my parents. And Jenny said, well, you know, I miss my family too.
See, and that is where
she's like out of nowhere.
She's so resentful of him.
That's what I'm
saying.
And
she's so angry of it. And she has a right to be so resentful and angry. He's fucked her along and he's a piece of shit. But he was just making a statement that he misses his parents, and she
jumped, and she's like, can I not say I miss my parents?
But I do think they both, Submit does it where she's aggressive. Submit, Jenny will have her
really
feelings.
Really passive aggressive.
And Submit is passive aggressive. Yep. They both aren't acknowledging what the other one is experiencing at all.
So Submit says, that's what he says.
They ain't gonna make it.
No. Submit basically says, I want to go back to having a normal life, and she can take care of me, like I just said. And so the parents are on their way.
I just want to say, to that I wrote, then you shouldn't have want to marry an American woman. If you want to have a normal Indian life, you should have married an Indian woman. That is stupid for you to think that you're going to marry a American blonde woman 35 fucking years older than you, and you're going to have a normal Indian life.
That submits hubris.
I know, but
because he was raised to be the perfect boy.
It's so like entitled and gross. And
I know lots of Southern men who grew up the same way.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised at all, but I'm like, I don't know. He really wants his cake and eat it too. He's so gross.
Or his chicken feed. I totally agree with you. Submit's gross. I think he's disgusting. Nothing surprises me that he does. I'm still shocked that Jenny won't wake up from it.
Oh, yeah, that's just as upsetting, yeah.
And so,
y'all, we believe what we want to believe. That is the fucking truth, isn't it?
The parents are on their way, and they're
Sadna and Anil.
They're both stressed out, and
maybe Anil. Anil.
And the mom's like,
I've got it.
Let's see if I got a headache. Let's see if I can teach her anything.
Let's see.
She is old.
Decrepit.
Call Jenny an oldie.
And the thing that I think was really gross about his parents, all of these people are seeing what they want to see. Did you realize his parents, the mom's like, she has a lot of anger in her. And the dad says, yes, she's stubborn like a child. Nothing about Submit. Submit can do no wrong.
Totally. He's their perfect boy.
He is the perfect boy. And that's what Jenny realized.
It's all Jenny.
Doesn't realize. Submit is the perfect boy, and Submit cares more about what people think of him and what his parents think of him and being the perfect boy. He will never marry you, and
that's why
take himself out of his parents' situation.
The only way they ever will get married is 100% capitulation on Jenny's side. It is the only way.
I don't even know if it would see that happening then. Or his parents die.
I would, if
Jenny ends up poisoning his parents with chicken poison.
That would be from my book.
Wow. Good for you, Jenny.
I would. This tastes kind of bitter. Don't know anything about that.
It's just chicken broth. It's good.
What happened to the rat poison box?
Worked fine for me.
This butter chicken tastes bitter.
Guess it
tastes like almonds. Now, am I? You know what? That would solve all her problems.
It would solve all of her problems.
Boy. Poisoning just fixes everything.
Although Submit then would say he was too sad with grief to marry Jenny, and that would be finally 101 yes. ways to not marry Jenny.
So, anyway, I think also Submit gets some kind of... I talked about this. He was getting off on it. I think he is using this as a way to... Because he's wanted to say to Jenny before that she wants him to be... He wants her to be more of an Indian wife, but he was too scared to do it.
Yes.
And now he gets his mother to do it.
No, that's it. Submit has no backbone, and he wants Jenny to do the dirty work with his parents and his parents to do the dirty work for them. So, y'all... They pull up in front of Jenny and Summit's house, and when we get back, get your fan because the shade is about to come. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No, see... Now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get, and they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with Me Undies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, Me Undies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And Me Undies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, Me Undies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of Me Undies? It's on Me Undies. Cool.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at Me Undies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. Me Undies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes.
Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey, our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
Christina!
Ooh, take it off! Don't ever hold my foam roller like that.
Y'all, Poodle has a big black foam roller, and I held it over my junk.
Ooh,
if you're watching,
I'm going to have to sanitize it.
If you're watching the intimate portrait, you see what Poodle's face looks like every time he sees a dick.
It's turned inside out. No, I just did not want to see that. I prefer you to be asexual, like Barbie.
Oh, I'm not. I'm very sexual.
No, you're not.
Oh, I
no,
love it when a man not. Lays you're, me down and takes some like cocoa
no.
butter.
No,
and just
you're not.
Rubs.
You're absolutely
and
not.
Rubs it on my creamy thighs.
You do not have creamy
with
thighs.
My pointed feet.
I have creamy shoulders.
Yes, and then they just sing
to move
me.
On. Disgusting.
Let's move on.
You're revolting.
So the parents show up, y'all.
And I liked it when Jenny just asked Submit. She's like, so please, can you help me back? Can you help me back? And
I just snorted from that.
He won't even do that. He won't even do that. He'll say, well, I think we should just let them say what they need to say. So he's going to agree with his mom.
Say what you need to say.
Because
again, he says,
be happy, be positive. Remember, be positive.
Let them. He basically wants to say, let them. But the thing is, and this is what's frustrating. He doesn't want to solve it. He wants to avoid the problem. So he wants them to say what they need to say. And then they're going to leave after this trial. Then Sumit's going to agree to everything Jenny said.
Even his mom.
Sumit is one of those people that he just is going to be like, thoughts and prayers. Let's not actually fix the problem.
No.
Let's not actually
do anything. Because he's never taken any responsibility for anything in his life.
Yes.
Jenny is similar.
Yes.
In a lot of ways.
I agree.
So I liked, so they come in the house, you guys, and Mama Sumit says, I don't think she could really agree to any of these responsibilities I'm going to give her. I like my favorite we'll thing is she sits down.
Jenny says, this is a happy moment.
And she sits down and Sumit's mom just goes.
Yeah, she
like,
called.
She just say it's dusty.
She's called like she's just getting out evil spirits. And then.
She's a professional.
And just classic. She just leans over and says, is this the design of the table? Because
that's where we put our drinks.
Because there's just rings all over the table.
There's glass not a, rings.
There's not a coaster anywhere
no,
to be found.
Not in on sight.
This, not in sight.
And well, truthfully, if you do wipe up your drink ring, you won't have them. It's when it sits there. So
it's got to just sit there for like hours. For you to get a drink. And the mom says, what? You can't just clean the table?
Is this the design? Oh.
And finally she said, show
the
me.
The shade.
The shade. She said, show me the house. And y'all, they start in the kitchen, and that's where the tour ends. We don't see the rest of the house.
We go to a screeching halt.
It's like, because I agree with Sumit's mother. There is shit all over.
She's there are shelves.
There's no counter space anywhere in her. It absolutely would drive me bonkers.
That it is the I just can't get past. There is no one in your life who you would clean more for than your in-laws.
I'll never forget my mother came over to my apartment. This is several years ago. I cleaned that mother. I have a small apartment, and I cleaned that bitch for like 4 hours, which is a long time for my. Did everything. My mother came over. Oh, your place. This is the first time she saw it. Place looks great. All this. And then we had a nice visit and she was going to, and then it only took about an hour. She said, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. She goes to the bathroom and walks out. Your light switch was dirty in the bathroom. I cleaned it for you. And I just
your
went.
Your light switch?
Yes. And there it is.
I cannot get past the idea of your in-laws. I think a mother-in-law is worse than your own mother.
Oh.
Because she already hates you.
I'm so glad I didn't marry a woman. My
mother complains about my brother's house all the time. When she goes over, there's just toys everywhere. Cool.
I mean, yeah, you just... That's what mother-in-laws do.
And there are three of them. There are three kids.
My sister-in-law, my mom gets on her nerves, but I'm sure when they have kids, she babies her boys, and so it's just, especially when it's a mother-in-law to a son.
Ooh. Yep.
You poor women that have to deal with your husband's mother-in-laws. God bless you.
Marry a man who doesn't have parents. They're past. If your parents are dead, it's a wonderful life.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I'm saying if you marry someone whose parents are dead, not for them. That's not great for them.
Yeah. But or maybe marry
an orphan.
Marry a man who doesn't have a good relationship with his mom and his dad, hasn't seen him in a while.
Oh, that's so sexy.
He'll definitely do. He'll definitely let you do butt stuff on him.
Uh-huh.
Put that finger
that's
up
scarring.
There.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oof.
Woo!
Daddy didn't love you. Oh, the butt.
Wow. Like at my next wedding, which will be bedside in the hospital.
Which will be bedside.
That will have no family because I'll have done my research.
Speaking of having no family, that reminder, we've also forgot to remind people, be sure to check on our Linktree link for our live shows, because we're not having any family at our live shows.
No.
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 That's something I would never want them to see.
People have asked, is Mother Poodle coming to your live show? First of all, I don't think she could handle it.
I don't think so. My mother would be confused, probably not get it, and then afterwards say, well, I'm glad they all came, but when are you going to get a real job? When are you going to get a place with an office? So, but we forgot to say that in the announcements, y'all. We still have Chicago and New York tickets on sale in January. So
yes.
Go to our Linktree link in the link below, and you can buy tickets
Linktree, link, link, link.
Yeah, it's Linktree. Dots, whatever.
Go, no, go to our Instagram.
Or the Instagram.
Or the show notes.
Just go there.
So, anyway, Mama Submit basically is saying, like, things that are obvious. She's like, see these dishes right here?
Yeah.
You put them away when they are clean. And she's like, oh, okay.
Okay.
Because it's better. And then she's basically saying, you need to sweep.
She wants to dry them. Like, you don't put them in a dryer to be dry. You put them up.
Right.
Yeah. She's real big on the sweeping.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, y'all, she's just punking with her. And it's pretty. Now, I understand.
I thought it was funny.
It was funny. It was funny. Also, and I get that that's culture, what happens there. But I will say, as an American, I'm just saying as an American, and I watching three people just stand over a woman and point
awful.
And tell her sweep her. Felt horrible to watch.
Yeah.
And so, but, so I just want to say that was my, but this is what Jenny and Submit don't do. I go, well, that's my reaction to that because I was born and raised in the United States.
Right.
However, that's not this horrible misogynist thing that they're in this country. It's just the way their country is.
I don't think it's far from some of the Southern culture that I was raised in. Because maybe the father wouldn't have been there, but the mother would have come over and told the wife to clean house.
No, that happened. Yeah, I think I'm relating more of today. But yes, when we were kids,
I don't think there are some things that haven't even changed.
I think some things haven't changed. But I also think that like
culturally conservative places.
Yes. So, but it was
where the family rules everything.
It's hard to watch, but
it's
not the same. I don't think they're having this. Well, I guess they are having the same intention because she hates Jenny.
I thought that was more for filming purposes when all of them was there, when all of the people were there. So I thought it was less about them watching her being subjugated.
Yeah. I think for Jenny's mom, she enjoyed that part.
She did.
Yeah.
And I think if I was more sympathetic for Jenny, I would have felt worse about it.
Because she lived with these people, so she knows what they're like.
We've been teasing this moment.
Oh, it's glorious to watch.
And I just liked it when Jenny said, well, goddamn, man, this is my kitchen.
She said that.
This is my mom. God damn it, man.
But I think I bring all that up for a lot of people watching this going, that's misogynist. Da, 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 da. Well, it is in America, and it is maybe where you're from. But that's why I was trying to offer the perspective of put yourself in like a different culture perspective.
I didn't bat an eye because I grew up with not my mother, but my mother's my aunt's.
Oh, no, I grew up my Grandma Hazel.
Saying, I'm going to teach you to clean house, honey.
I haven't even told y'all the stories of Grandma Hazel coming over to my dad's house and cleaning in front of my mom. And then my mom.
That happened?
Oh, yes. We'd be waiting for, like, my mom would be getting ready or something, and my Grandma Hazel would just start cleaning the bathroom. And she says, where's Hazel? And I said, she's in the bathroom. Hazel, what are you doing? Well, I'm cleaning this bathroom. Someone didn't do it right.
How do you not? What is not doing it right?
Not cleaning up. And also, then my mother once had a Kirby vacuum for years. An old Kirby. I don't even know if they make Kirby vacuums anymore.
Not familiar.
Till the day my grandmother died, she talked about how good that Kirby vacuum was. Best vacuum I've ever vacuumed with. That thing will suck up a house. And then my mother got a rainbow vacuum, which was one of those. At the time, it was like a rolling tank that you put water in.
Oh, yeah.
And then the rainbow bag sucks it up and it gets in the water. It's like no filter and all that. Who knows? Some sissies still love their rainbow, but they're very expensive. My grandmother hated that vacuum so much because every time
my mom, business was that of hers?
My mom would have the house cleaned, and if she went out of town with my dad, my grandma would always come and stay with us.
Yeah.
And so my grandma would come and stay with us, and even though the house had just been cleaned, my grandmother would clean the house and just make us all clean the house. Well, she really wouldn't make us clean the house because the boys, y'all don't do anything.
Right.
She would cook us and clean. She wouldn't want us clean, but she also wouldn't let me go out and play because my friends' dads are going to touch me. So she made us stay in the house and hide from people when they came over.
Good Lord.
Matthew, get behind the couch and your friend won't see you. I'll just tell him you're sick. And they know, they all know, my friends ended up knowing. I'd be like, look, when my grandma comes over, I can't
because
go out and do stuff
with you. The fathers would diddle you?
Yes.
You weren't that cute.
I was pretty adorable. But it was, so anyway, moral of the story, that rainbow vacuum was a thorn in her side. And until I remember the day after my grandma Hazer's funeral, my parents were divorced at that point. And I was talking to my mom, and she was talking about the
Stop.
Story.
Why are you itching your face, too?
Because you made me. And my mom said, you know, I never did tell her, but she was right. That Kirby vacuum, I always missed that vacuum. It was better than that rainbow, but I would never have told her.
Southern stories, y'all.
Southern stories.
Wow. If she would have just said that, think what a joy that would have said to your grandmother.
Oh, she would. No, that was not what my grandmother would. She would have held it over her.
That's true.
Because she couldn't get the Kirby vat.
Anyway, y'all, just know that Mama Submit said, this is your daily job. You have
daily
to do
job.
This daily.
Daily. And that's the deal.
And Submit says, I like this. I like this. I like when Jenny's down on her knees.
And that, and this is actually...
What a piece of shit to say that.
I will say this, though. I do think this is more on, in a lot of ways, Submit than Jenny. Because we haven't seen this, but I bet you Jimmy's not the smartest hen in the hen house.
No.
But she's not the dumbest. I bet you they had conversations of what they want their life to be like. And I bet you Jenny, again, she said before... I'm not going to cook clean. Da, 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 da. Submit just said okay, and he never, again, he never,
totally.
He never told her what he wanted. And that's why I don't feel sorry for Jimmy. Well, I guess I do in the way that, like, he's, because remember, y'all, he lied to her to meet her the first, Michael Jones?
He catfished her.
He catfished her. So he's still been, in a way, catfishing her again, telling her he's this person that is, like, wants to be this, free thinking,
yeah.
I can do whatever I want to an Indian man. When really,
I get it. I totally get it.
He just wants to be like everybody else.
I totally get it. I just don't think she has, she can't even say she's been tricked anymore because they've been doing this for long enough. She keeps going back. If she can't get a backbone or some self-respect soon.
She's got to leave.
Yeah.
The mom's just asking her to do it better, and I actually wrote, Jenny, I hope you see that this is a gift for you to go the fuck. Hopefully this, but I don't think.
No.
What would make Jenny see that this relationship won't work out?
You know what? It might be the only thing. If Submit's parents had him go just meet with someone else, a younger Indian woman to get married to.
Oh, I don't think that.
So you think she'd still
He
stay?
Was married when they met.
True.
I think maybe the only thing would be if Submit actually stood up and told Jenny, I agree with my parents and I want us to live close with my parents or with my parents. I want to live the way my parents said. I think if he took his parents' side, that would make Jenny go.
Yikes. So y'all, it's Cinder Chicken for a while.
Yeah.
It's gonna be Cinder Chicken. In my own little corner.
Poor Jenny. That's all I got.
Shall we move on to Ellie and Victor?
Yes, y'all, not a ton, but yeah.
The honeymoon and the hurricane is over.
And now let's talk about how come you cheated on me?
You were cheating.
You were cheated.
Why did, in the words of Lacey from Lalu, Let's talk about the cheating.
The cheating. Y'all, sorry. That's the way she says cheating, and we're going to say it from now on.
You were cheating on me.
You were cheating on me.
Cheating on me.
Lolly, that was a good episode.
They're going to finally talk about the cheating.
Because they're in an apartment now in San Andreas.
San Andreas, yes.
San Andreas. They're in San Andreas. They got an apartment. Basically, they're hoping to stay for a couple of months, and Victor's saying, and then we'll go back.
She's kind of not really saying anything.
But she does bring up, she said, okay, now that things are settled, we need to talk about the cheating. And she said, now you actually moved in with this person and you were talking about having kids. And he goes, oh, that's crazy.
Now, this is interesting. I freaked the fuck out when she said you moved in. So she wasn't living. He moved in with her. Out of the house that he was building
for them.
And she said, he says to her, this was nothing serious for me. And I think even in the moment, which to me is even worse.
It's even worse.
Ellie says, was she supporting you? And he said, in her message to me, she told me you were asking her for a motorcycle.
No.
He's like, oh, no. So, and this is interesting. She said, I guess I should be asking you things because you're the one that lied. You're the one. And
she said, and I still wouldn't know about this.
Oh, my God.
Had not she contacted me and told me.
And then
what really brought it home is she said, she's like, I feel like he loves me, but, you know. But then she says to Victor, she's like, but the sad thing is that there's someone else on the other end with a broken heart.
Yeah. And
that's very adult of her, but God.
I just need to say this. You guys, in relationships, there is adultery. There's infidelity. I think if... The worst way for you to find out about infidelity, and the worst way for infidelity to really destroy your relationship, is to have you not find out, not through the other person who's been unfaithful telling you, because that's the way to start to heal it. But when you find out from a third party, or you find out on your own.
Which is what usually happens.
Yeah, because then it's like, how do you get past the idea? You would say that would have never stopped. That was them choosing someone over me. And
yes. That's the second worst. The worst way is catching them in the act.
Because then
you can never get it out of your head.
That's true.
You're just seeing your husband just pummel the lawn boy when you thought he was.
I don't know. I think it's worse.
A wonderful pastor at Long Grove Baptist University. Sorry.
Wow.
That was specific.
And a little hot. Not going to lie. When I heard pummel the lawn boy. But I think it's almost worse having the person humiliating you. On the other side,
I guess
saying,
it's not a comparable thing. It's worse.
No.
However, it's, yeah,
no.
It's horrible.
For me... It's saying, this is what happened, and I wonder if I would, especially because of where they are, and the way, this is interesting, because they get to talking about money later, you guys. This couple has two of the most fundamental problems a couple can have. Infidelity and money.
The two things that make people break up the most.
And money is almost worse for Ellie because...
No, more people break up for money.
Oh, I totally agree. Yeah. But you guys, you can see Ellie wants to be assertive about money because she's even saying things like this. And basically, this relationship is turning Ellie into a quasi-monster.
Well...
And we're starting to see it.
Ellie is not assertive about dishwasher soap. Like, she's not assertive at all, which is, at least from what we've seen, which is weird because she started and ran a business. Successful business in the restaurant industry.
But
that is very hard to do.
You can tell, though, she says something like, after they talk about the cheating, she says, well... I'm happy I hope this is the last time we have to talk about this. And I think you're still resentful about this. You're still destroyed.
This is not resolved.
This is not you moving past this. And how you know it's not resolved? The next moment, they're in that hardware store. And she says, well, I need to get everything. He's like, I buy everything here. And she's like, you mean where I buy everything? And y'all, that's not just her being mean. That's coming right out from the conversation they just had.
Yeah.
Money is now the way she can get back at him.
Well, because I think a lot of it has to do with, y'all, they have this conversation. And you know how Victor responds? This is about infidelity. He literally looks at her and says, yeah, sorry about that. Like someone who forgot.
Very matter of fact.
Like someone who forgot to wash his dishes the night before and they're in the sink and you.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Or you left the bananas out and they got fruit flies.
Yeah, you go.
Sorry about that.
It literally was. It was so not apologetic at all. Because she's so angry. You're right. She's so angry about this drill in this hardware store, but also she's like, why? She keeps all saying it's annoying to me. She keeps saying I could get that for half the price in the U.S. And I went,
she's Karening.
She's
a Karen.
That's because it probably was
imported. Yeah,
imported. It had to get there.
It's on the boat. Yeah,
yeah. Like, well, they're now on the mainland.
Oh, that's
now.
Right, San Andreas.
But
yep.
Still, they've got to wherever it came from. It's not like it just
right
magically appeared there.
Well. It is, and it's a little bit of American privilege. I kind of rolled my eyes at it because it was the most drama they've had. But I still think all of this came from the conversation they were having.
For sure.
She's
carrying around the hurt, and he never got an apology. Y'all, this is a ticking time bomb.
I think so, too. It's only and this resentment, you guys, is going to fester in her.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Because she's desperately trying to be okay with it. And I think Ellie's got a problem that a lot of women especially do where they're trying to be cool. They're trying to be cool with things
say,
and not be emotional.
I'm the cool girl.
Yeah.
Well, don't say that because what you're saying actually is if you're saying that you're the cool girl, you're saying that other women are crazy.
Yeah.
And that's not true. It's
and also
a lot of
my emotions don't matter.
There are some women that are crazy and there's some men that are crazy.
Yeah.
Or there's some genderless people that are crazy. But being the cool person and stuffing down your feelings, that's not cool. That's unhealthy.
Yeah. Because the reason she does that, you guys, Victor does not respond favorably. So when she says things like that.
No.
So she is using what other people think, especially in places in relationships where the most important relationships to her, it's more important what he thinks of her than
yes.
her resentment.
Yes. I also took issue that she has never used a fucking drill in her life to think that she can charge a drill
it is,
and it'll last for 3 weeks.
I did say that's bullshit.
How many of us, y'all, you pull out your junk drawer, you go get that drill, and you go to put it in, and it goes...
Every single time.
And you go, fuck, I've got to charge
every
this thing.
Every single time.
Come on!
I know. And the gall to say, well, these last for 3 weeks in the U.S. And I'm
yeah.
like, honey, this is not you, Ellie. This is that fight you've just had. I actually felt bad for her in this case. She's going to get a lot
I
of,
didn't feel bad for
she's
her.
She's going to get some hate online about it, I'm sure.
But as one of our sissies who watches episode just said as a thing that said, that dick must be real good. For her to put up with that apology.
Oh, that was bad.
She's
that was
like that.
So bad.
Yeah.
Did you see the meme that had, these 90-day women deserve so much better than this? It was Alina, Ellie, and who?
Ari.
Who was it? It was someone else. Oh.
Use your words. Use your words, Florence.
The girl that Corey cheated with.
Oh, Jenny.
Jenny. And it was, and it said, and it was Evelyn, but not you.
Yes. Nice. We're going to talk about them on part two.
Yes.
But
let's move into Ari and Benny.
Let's wrap this up with Arium.
Arium.
Bari.
Y'all, we are.
Oh, I dropped my microphone.
We It's the first time with Avi in the States.
She lands in Newark.
Her parents are there, and they're like, of course, they're just as... They're how we remember. They're like, do you remember? Recognize our faces for the videos? They're so excited.
It is sweet. It's sweet that they're there. And so they're getting the car back, and it's Janice, and then her dad, and then her nephew, Roman. And so she gets in the car, calls Benny, and then... It is perfect. Do you see how Ari's in the car and she's like holding her phone? She's like, "Hi, Benny, we're here right now. just want to let you know,
here.
What are you doing, Benny? What are you doing right now, Benny?
Oh, I was out with my friends. I didn't want to be bored alone.
Oh,
she's like, I don't really like it because like this is her face in confessionals. When we do long distance, it's not good for us. Because neither of you trust the other. Because
neither of you trust each other.
Because she thinks he's fucking other girls because he's a fuckboy.
Because he plays women's asses for a job.
He plays the butt bongos and the leg piano for
ring,
his
ring,
job.
Ring, 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 butt bongos.
Oh,
bam,
God.
Bam, 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 bam,
ex.
Bam, bam, butt
with
bongos.
His ex. God, I'd put a stop to that shit right away.
They're all so jiggly. Turn her up, they're wiggly.
Boy.
Bam, 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 butt bongos.
Can you imagine knowing that your fiance was dancing with that?
Oh,
the dance partner.
This beautiful empress of a woman. But also the fact that...
And they used to date.
I screamed laugh when this happened because it's just so much has happened. It's like when we forgot Brittany was married. I forgot that Ari gets insanely jealous. And I went, oh my God, this is going to be so good.
Next week's going to be a real...
She's going to completely have a meltdown. And this is what she will use to not go back.
Totally. And then you realize how completely petty they both are.
The only reason she might go back is because of this dinner that we're about to talk about.
Oh.
That's the only reason I think she'll go back, and I'll tell you why later.
So, she's staying with her sister, Kristen, and the babies, Avi is meeting. Y'all, Avi's up there. Avi has made his way up to the pantheon of cutest babies.
He's an adorable child.
They are...
Biniam's other son, I saw him post. His other son's adorable, too. They look similar.
Oh, yeah. I think I did see that, too.
Yeah.
They're meeting her brothers, Elliot and Brad. Elliot's hot.
I knew you were going to talk about it.
Ooh, nice Jewish boy. Take him home.
It's insatiable. It never ends.
Nope. I could get banged like a screen door in a hurricane. Thank you, sissy. And the next day, I could be jonesing. Yep.
What are you going to do when you do settle down with one person? Like, do you expect your husband, will he have to service you on the daily?
I don't know if that's necessary, because I won't be able, I won't, hopefully he'll have a job where I only see him every few weeks.
That's good for you.
I don't love people in close contact.
So you're
for
not
going to
have sex with somebody for a couple of weeks while he's gone?
Didn't say that. Well, it'll be a very, very well orchestrated arrangement.
So it'll be an open relationship where when he's away, you can be with whoever you want. And when he's away,
full stop. Full stop.
He can.
There is no. Oh, there is no.
Rest of that. Okay.
Okay. Yep. That's not allowed. Wow. He can have all the friends he wants.
Okay.
Just don't get naked with them.
We need to move on. I hit a nerve.
It's an open relationship. We're open to do what we want.
What you
want
to do.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Because I can have sex without commitment. He won't be able to. I'm certain. So they are, Janice basically says, this is the dinner, you guys. Janice just says,
I just gotta say this. I can't stand you guys being away. You guys should just move here.
That's my goal, is to convince both of you to be near us.
Now, it's kind of okay for her to throw that out. Kristen says, hold my beer.
Y'all, Ari's sister.
Y'all, we knew this was coming from
her.
This family.
She hates
Despises her.
No Ari's one. Ari's always going and doing some, as she probably says, exotic shit.
Some like, little thing. Oh, can I just say this in Kristen's voice? And I wrote down, Kristen says, I love you, but you did your little thing. You did your like baby thing out of the country. Like,
yeah.
Ethiopia, like, you know, hair and braids. You did your thing
you
with
did
the
your
foreign
thing.
Guy.
But now it's time to like get serious and think
and
about
your
kids.
And now it's time to get serious and stop playing. And the thing about it is, on some level, they're reenacting things they have done for years. They did this. They did this when
That's
she went
everywhere.
To
yeah.
They did this when she went to Argentina. They did this when
they did
she
did this
was
with
traveling.
Leandra.
Yeah.
They did it with all these things. With all these people, all this shit that she's done before. They're like, you've had this because it's always, oh, Ari's off on another thing.
Right. But this is interesting. The reason why they're putting their foot down for good, because it's an actual child.
Now you have to think about an actual child.
Yeah. And she basically says, and you notice, I don't know if you saw what happened to Ari. She literally shrank and she could not say anything.
And this is why I think Ari actually, I saw this and I went, she might be a little late, but I think Ari will go back.
She will.
She will go back because she does not want to, she wants to fuck you to her sister.
I agree with you. I think I will go further than that and say they will be in the U.S. I think Ari will be
living
in Ethiopia after
like
a
year. I
think
her sister, she will fuck you. But I think her mother, she will eventually and realize it's just she needs the help of her mother.
Yep. John, she has to.
You think Ari's going to do carpool when the kid's in school?
But
no.
No. When Ari says, the sister's like, it's time to get real about life. It's time to see him. We don't want to see him grow up. We want to see him grow up and grow up safely.
She says safely, and she wants him to grow up with a good education.
Yeah.
And, I mean, look, I haven't dug into the dynamics in Ethiopia, but it's so Americanism and so, I think, insulting.
I agree with you.
To his father's culture.
You don't, I think we don't. We don't fully appreciate how vast the cultural divide is. They're living in Princeton.
No,
the
yes.
place
no, I do,
of
yes.
the highest academics.
Yes.
So you are, if you're from there, you don't understand how anyone could not live in an Ivy League style of
life.
I
mean, they probably would say this if Ari lived in fucking like in the country in Idaho. They would say, come
I agree.
Back here. Where your kids are going to get a better education. Now,
yeah.
I think is it the safety thing? I think maybe they're thinking Ethiopia's unsafe.
I think they've just seen what they've seen on TV.
Arya's never taught. It's not like when Ronald and Tiffany were in South Africa.
Had a human trafficking, my boy?
Trafficking? But Ari has not talked about, unless I missed it, we haven't heard about Ethiopia being unsafe. And we're not here to debate that, but I just feel like, where are they getting this from?
I just think it's American stuff. I think they might have read, I guarantee you what happens when you Google, an American Googles something, it shows you the things that have just happened in the country.
Oh,
so you'll see something like, rebels, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. What happened is Janice came home from Ethiopia and bitched to that sister about all the shit she saw in Ethiopia and how it's what she thinks is unsanitary or unsafe or whatever, all this kind of stuff. That's what happened.
Yep.
And they're being good cop, bad cop, where she's just saying, I just want you to come home because I love you and I miss you.
Right.
And the sister's saying, come home and stop this shit. But none of them are thinking about, the only person in Ari and Benny's relationship that's working and making money is Benny.
Yeah. But
like, and he has somewhat of a,
but he's not really making money,
but he has somewhat of a successful ish. I've heard from Ethiopian sissies, especially this show.
Right.
This has helped his career a lot.
I'm sure. But
he had a very catchy music video someone posted the other day on the Sissy Squad. But they're expecting this person, when they, this whole idea when they said, and we think Benny could have better opportunities here. And I went, what? What type of opportunities do you understand is asking?
You mean in the U.S.?
Asking a black man who is an immigrant to come to the U.S. and see what it's like for him to get a job here.
It
was such a like a white privileged moment.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think I think Ari will finally be convinced that they need to be there, though.
No, I agree with you. But I just say that to reiterate. You said it so well. They're in the pinnacle of privilege in our country,
yeah.
Where they live, what they're doing.
They don't understand anything that's not Ivy League.
And I don't mean that as an excuse. I mean that as like they need to fucking do the work. But it's like they're never going to be okay with Ari being there.
No.
Never.
No. Ever. And they're never there. And even more than that, they're going to be even less okay with the grandchild being there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because you can try to fix, you fucked up with your kids, but goddamn if you'll fuck up with that grandchild.
That's true. And yeah. Ari said, now because it, and again, y'all, Janice is playing the long game because she knows her daughter.
She is. She's the,
because we
the
find
smart
out,
one.
Ari filed the K-1 visa like a year ago.
Of course she did.
Because her mother told her to.
Yeah.
Just to have it, just in case. So that's been dropped. So we already know that that's been filed and that's happening. And probably, I bet Benny could probably get approved if he said he has an American wife and he already has another child that now lives in the U.S. They would approve him.
1 year. They'll be here.
I think so, too. I think so, too.
I
don't know what Benny's going to do
you
for
know
work,
what?
But oh, wait.
He's an influencer.
Her parents are going to pay for everything.
He's also working on his influencer game. Once, and that's one of the reasons I've thought that he's... He actually could do it. It is better for him to be here if he's an influencer, meeting with other influencers and working with that.
I guess he could still be an influencer in Ethiopia because it's.
I guess, but yeah. He won't be able to collab unless they're American.
Yeah, that's
unless
true.
They're Ethiopian.
Yeah, that's true.
It is. I guess they could do it via video. I don't know, but it's easier to get reps.
Yes,
if you're going to get repped.
And Janice says, if you could get the visa tomorrow, would you come? And Ari said, well, it feels like I'm visiting now. It doesn't feel like I'm coming
home. That's garbage.
And I was like, you're
absolute
just saying
garbage.
That to fuck with your sister. Because that's when the sister is like, come on. You did your little thing.
That is my favorite line. Because it is the most derogatory thing. You did your little thing in Ethiopia.
It's so fucking.
It's so awful.
You
did your like little giving birth in Ethiopia.
It's moment. So just. The fact that they just in one sentence she completely dismissed another culture and perspective, it was so
but
gross.
I did not see that. I think this is what she always does.
I know, but I agree with that. But she's on a show and like this is on television and it's just
I think she has all Ari has always been contrarian.
For sure.
And this is another thing to do things different. From and the way that Kristen feels is she's saying that none of us have a good life. She has to do this. It's a rejection of their life.
Yeah.
So it invalidates their life in a way.
Oh yes.
So I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying I understand it.
Oh, I understand it too. But it's very just. It's just like I said. It's dismissive of their lives.
I agree. But and again, I'm trying to see this from their angle. They've only lived in Princeton.
We don't know.
It's true.
But we don't know. So
that's the show.
Woo! I hope that sister's not on social media because people are gonna come for her.
They are.
Y'all, but
they
we're are. On social media. You can go to realitygaze.com on our website. And for our Instagram.
No more porn.
You can go to Reality Gaze Podcast on our Instagram. Go to the Linktree link for tickets to our live show. We've kind of gotten all the most of the kind of optics kind of figured out. Now we're starting to do the fun kind of planning creative stuff.
Of the show.
Yeah, and it's going to be fun. We're excited.
It is.
We hope to see you there. in January 7th and 8th
in Chicago.
And then January 28th and 29th in New York. The Saturday night shows are sold out. We will say that we are planning on, like, we're not going to be covering the same show.
Oh, this is an exclusive. Yeah. This is an exclusive.
We're not going to be covering the same shows on the Friday night show. So we'll probably
That we are going to be covering the same show.
But I mean,
it's going to be a different show.
We'll do part one, one night, part two.
Yes, when we're doing the 2 weekends.
There might be different songs. There might be different,
there are different
costumes.
Games.
So we're not a one-trick pony. We're a two-trick pony. Three, and that's why we're never going to do three shows in a row.
I've got at least four tricks in me.
I've
had four tricks in me.
Yeah. ¿Cómo se dice cuatro penetración en español? Y'all, we
not
gotta
at the
go.
Same time.
Okay, everybody, you can come at us on Cameo. And if we missed your Cameo and we asked you to rebook,
I'm
sorry.
I ask people all the time.
We're doing the best we can.
On my birthday, I had to rebook. Because, like, I need to complain about Cameo for a second. They used to do something where we would have 20 minutes. Cut that 20 minutes.
They just give me 2 hours, and I'm like, okay, keep going, babe. I'll get it in a minute.
I have to set an alarm.
Yeah, 20. So we're trying. So if we ask you, but please don't take it personal.
No.
We weren't thinking about you. We just forgot.
Yeah.
So. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because, poods, aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes. And if you've ever had a drill that had a charge for 3 fucking weeks, I want to know about it.
Yes.
That is fucking
Let
bullshit.
Let us know and call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.